Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1580, How to Manage Stress Over the Holidays with Exercise and Nutrition by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. You can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, it is the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, when it comes to achieving anything in life, instead of asking, why bother? Ask yourself, why not? Anonymous. All right. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Manage Stress Over the Holidays with Exercise and Nutrition by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. Sometimes healthy, fit-minded people stress a bit too much about staying on track between Christmas and the New Year. Those of us who work hard to live an active lifestyle sometimes add additional stress to our lives by worrying about staying healthy with busier-than-usual schedules and the onset of abundant food. There are holiday parties, family gatherings, work celebrations, and then the candy-filled stockings, baked goods, and desserts everywhere. If you rely on willpower, it likely ran out the week after Thanksgiving. You want to enjoy the holidays like everyone else, but don't want to lose focus on your goals or any of your hard-earned progress. If the worst thing you have to worry about are the holiday cookies, you're doing well. The holiday season often brings on additional stress all around, with family issues, work pressures, financial burdens, unpredictable weather, and a lack of time, to name a few. If you're losing sleep, frazzled, and feeling overwhelmed, here are some stress-reducing strategies to survive the holidays. How do you manage stress over the holidays? I manage stress with exercise, nutrition, and self-care. Exercise to manage holiday stress. Running or brisk walking can provide a boost of energy when you're feeling sluggish, and can help clear your head of any mental clutter. Running doesn't make the stressful situations go away, but it can help you think more clearly so you can deal with them better. I think of running as my moving meditation. It is my alone time with my thoughts, temporary reprieve from my daily obligations, and much needed time away from my phone. Don't we all need a little time away from our phones? Strength training can also take your mind off your worries. When you're working with a challenging weight, it's hard to think of anything else. Consistent strength training can boost confidence, which can help you better manage stressful situations overall. Maybe you have more time to exercise because of time off work, or perhaps you have less time because work around the holidays requires you to put in more hours, or you spend your days preparing and cooking for family gatherings. If you find it challenging to find the time for exercise during the busy holiday season, it only takes a few minutes to reap the stress-relieving benefits of exercise. I regularly run a single mile to clear my head and get an energy boost. Aim for short bursts of activity when time is limited. Can you do 10 minutes of exercise twice a day? It can go a long way in helping you manage stress. Nutrition to manage holiday stress. I feel my best emotionally and manage stress best when I limit processed foods and sugars, but that is suddenly a bit more challenging than it was a couple months ago. I occasionally enjoy holiday treats too, but I try to follow a few guidelines to keep my nutrition plan and mental health on track. 1. I try to indulge when it is meaningful and unique to the holiday. For me, that means I won't eat Oreos or pretzels at a party, but I may have a glass of wine to bond with a friend, or try a homemade dessert that usually isn't available any other time. 2. I try to keep junk food out of my house, but admittedly, this is harder because my partner brings more junk home this time of year. I can't control what people bring to work or parties, but I can control what I buy and set on my countertop. I keep treats in my house out of sight. I'm more likely to forget about cookies buried in the back of the pantry. 3. I try to stick to healthy meals when they are not special events or occasions. Weeknight dinners at home or lunches at work are usually all healthy choices, so that when I'm at the party, I have a bit of wiggle room to indulge. And 4, I focus more on what I can add to my diet rather than what I should take away. I focus on vegetables and fruits every day. I make sure I include a serving of protein with every meal and drink plenty of water to stay hydrated. I will probably have some of those holiday cookies, but at least I know I am eating healthy foods to meet my nutrition needs and to support my goals. Self-care to manage holiday stress. Exercise and nutrition are part of self-care, but it goes beyond that. Notice I started each sentence about nutrition with "I try." It's because I don't aim for perfection. I am mindful and do the best that I can. I don't need to add more stress by stressing about food choices. Give yourself some grace to enjoy the holidays. A couple of gatherings won't make or break your results, even if you went overboard. How else can we practice self-care to manage stress over the holidays? Get enough sleep. Try to stick to a sleep routine. Go to bed and wake up about the same time each night and each morning. Drink a lot of water, even more if you choose to drink alcohol. Spend time alone if you need it. Journal your thoughts and feelings. Start a gratitude journal. Take breaks from social media. And finally, make time for friendships and connect with the people you love. In a couple of weeks, the holidays will all be over, and our routines will go back to normal. I mentioned at the beginning of this post that people worry about what they are eating between Christmas and the New Year, but if we are more mindful about what we are eating between New Year and Christmas, then those 2 weeks won't make much of an impact on our overall year. January is an excellent time to evaluate your habits and start to make healthful changes so that when the holidays roll around again next year, you'll already have a healthy lifestyle, which makes managing stress around the holidays a bit easier. Healthy habits for a healthy new year. What small changes can you make this year to improve your habits for a healthier lifestyle? Choose one at a time or come up with your own. You don't need to make drastic changes to improve your health. One small habit at a time can yield significant results over time. Make exercise a habit. Start with 2 days of training per week and slowly build over time. Make daily movement a habit. Take walk breaks between long bouts of sitting. Take the stairs. Park far from the entrance in the parking lot. Walk your dog. Try to recruit friends, family, or neighbors to take regular walks with you. Meal prep for healthier food options when you're busy. Pack healthy lunches and snacks for work, school, or when you're on the go. Drink more water. Aim to replace most caloric drinks with water eventually. Eat more vegetables and fruit. Eat protein at each meal, especially if you're an athlete or if you're trying to lose weight. Eat slowly and mindfully. And improve your sleep quantity and quality. Aim for 7 to 9 hours per night. You just listened to the post titled "How to Manage Stress Over the Holidays with Exercise and Nutrition" by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Leah said it right. We don't have to be perfect. It's all about progress, not perfection. If we get a little sidetracked with our lifestyle habits over the holidays, the most important thing is to get back on track as soon as possible. Then, when we look back on the holidays in a couple of months, we'll remember this time as just a tiny lapse in our healthy habits, a little blip on our path. Don't let the holidays lead to complete amnesia when it comes to our healthy habits. Otherwise, this could transform a lapse into a relapse, where we enter back into our old, not so healthy habits. And if we allow the relapse to continue, it may turn into a complete collapse, where we have completely reverted back to our old, not so healthy habits. So enjoy this time of year where perfection isn't the goal. Rather, enjoy the holidays with the acceptance that you will be back on track in no time. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.